1981, Gimel Tammuz, Hashanah Tavshin Mem Aleph, Tor, Hilchos Treifos, beginning Siman Kaf Tes, Bedika Haria Bashar Treifos.
Now we start Siman Kaf Tes. See, we go so back up, but so the Treifos is a chayim. מכאן עזור מטריף הוא סתם טריף היין משתור פערי בחיי צבא ובאיב שדיר נסייסי איב הדיר otherwise it's the same kind of druso whether it's, it was torn by beast or it was torn by bird of prey in other birds כגנעני צחיי צבא ולחוק ולעלת ולכור חוך ולעירה ולתריף פה מייסו. So when the Torah says "Vosa basod etreifo esachir," the Torah does not mean a behemoth that was torn to such an extent that by the beast it was torn by the beast to such an extent that it's dead. Then it's neveil. Dimkin havel neveil, the mavel neveil shemisal deachir, mishemisamatz. Ela mayra shenitripo vaday loymeis. In other words, vaday loymeis. In other words, so the Torah mentions mamish loshna ramba. That the definition of treifo is a behemoth that was torn by a beast to such an extent that it's not alums by the ram. V'yefshaleima the treifo ba'almo shuk samak kol shuk yaso. Maybe when the Torah says u'bosa basone treifo is a chiru, the Torah is reference to a behemoth that was just attacked by a beast, but it's not the alums. So he says that's impossible. Why? Because he's like, "What does he mean?" All the mighty beings she nichelu nichelis, the ruyo elo, elo nichelu, u'bol ashmeilu, kibu she nitri kovinye, she nichelu nichelis, apilu in kibim. So again, emphasize, kibu she nitri kovinye, she nichelu nichelis, apilu in kibim b'shoch baso. כאילו שידענו דמיטרי פה עד שנחיל ונחיז אסור אם כן פה הדין נראה לו מעצמו חיל שנחיל ונחיז ממנו שיהיה אסור ואיך אני גם נדאו נחילו במייסו מעצמו או אם מייסו על דעה אחר כך נחילו בטרי פה במיטרי פה כך או אם מייסו על דעה אחר כך נחילו בטרי פה במיטרי פה על דעה אחר ומיטרי פה מעצמו על דעה אחר שבכל עניין היא טריפו וזהו ששומעינו כל שיקומי אוכל טריפו. So I mean the Torah says the same thing by the Rambam, that the pshuto shel mikra "Vosa basod etreifo is a chayru" implies that if any behemoth was torn by beast to such an extent that it's not alumnus or it is overtaken by certain disease that it's not alumnus and it means it's incurable. Nothing can be done. Not incurable because lack of doctor's knowledge. Incurable objectively. Objectively. So then it is a treifo. Then it is a treifo. So in other words, as the Netziv explains this Rambam. So in other words, the Torah is also like Rambam. The Torah is also like Rambam. That there is a treifo that is based upon italonus. And that treifo of Nitalomus implies that there is no cure, there is no therapy. And if, let's say, without therapy, it would be Nitalomus, but with therapy, it will not be Nitalomus, then it cannot become a treifo on the basis of Nitalomus. But it still could become a treifo on the basis of Aloch Lameshim Esina. So even though there is a one man Dova says in the past one of a treifo in a chayo, so that in a chayo is only in a statistical, it's only a simen, a statistical fact, not the essential fact. So there are two categories of treifo. And then he says, you see, v'yesh, and look how in how the tool, he says, first he mentions kochin komei chayo treifo, where the in a chayo is the essential fact, and the basis, the foundation for the is a treifo. Then he says, "V'yesh מי יכולים שהלוח למשה מסיני שימית לפה בהם לפי שיחי הוליך ישמם now but here the Nitzib says it's only a trade because הלוח למשה מסיני so why does he say לפי שיחי הוליך ישמם here it's only a statistical fact so it's mashma from the Roshan of the Turu and we said that in the Rajbo also when we learned the Gemara that it's not completely a development fact. It's not the essential fact. If a certain tripo comes within the tripes of Aloha Meshim Sinai, that's an equal, so then the Inachayo is not the essential fact. In other words, even if it would be Nishtanatera, even if it would be Nishtanatera, and even, let's say, if with therapy, so it would be able to live. Whatever the reason is, it will still be a tripo. And the Rashba says that tripo in the Chai only applies to Haseo, not to Koyesa Kenotonam. So let's say, if a behemoth has three hind legs instead of two hind legs, so it's also a tripo. But that kind of a behemoth can live in almost full of life, still be a tripo. Why? Because Koyesa Kenotonam. But if the notal would be based upon the fact that it cannot live, but by yes, and it can live, why should it be a tripo? So we see that even according to the Rajbo, the Eilei Chayo is not the essential fact, but it's not completely irrelevant. In other words, in order to be a tripo on the basis of Aloha Meshim Sinai, so the Aloha Meshim Sinai itself is descriptive of a substantial chisor. In other words, that all kinds of mistakes. Somebody, let's say, will cut off a piece of flesh, of skin, from the brain. So it certainly could not be considered a tripo. Of course, it's not included in the Aloha Meshim Sinai. But the Aloha Meshim Sinai is also descriptive of a substantial chisor. So in other words, if it is the kind of remarkable that even without therapy, it can live a normal span of life, that's not considered a substantial chisor. That's why we have a certain Gemaras that mention, I mean, that this is not a tripo. Why? Because it can live. But it has nothing to do with being able to live or not being able to live. The answer is, it is a semen, but it's not a completely irrelevant semen. In other words, the fact that it cannot live, even if it cannot live only without therapy being administered, shows that this chisorin is a substantial chisorin. Substantial chisorin. But, so that's why the Torah says, V'yeishon, mini chaloyim shalocha mishin sinai, she'init v'hoben, v'yishin yechei olich yismen. So it could be a yechei olich yismen without therapy. And it could be, some of them could be that it's Nishtanatera too, but since at the time of Matan Torah, so a certain market without therapy was fatal, so Mele, that constituted that market into a substantial chisor, into a substantial chisor. So the Torah mentions the Ein Chayo even regard to the tribute of Aloha Mishim Sinai. Because through the tribute of Aloha Mishim Sinai, our tribute is because Aloha Mishim Sinai declared them as tribute. But Aloha Mishim Sinai itself is descriptive of a substantial result. In other words, let's say, suppose a behemoth has a functional defect, not an organic defect, not in the result, but just a functional defect. The metabolism doesn't work properly. It doesn't work properly, the metabolism, for some reason. But there is no chisori, there is no organic defect. So then, it's not painful. That's misogenesis. That's the criterion whereby we distinguish a misogenesis from painful. Misogenesis is muta. A misogenesis is muta. In other words, behemo shenoshe kelev sheik. We all know the behemoth shenosh chelav sheite. So it's fatal. It's fatal. Now, so then the Gemara says the end of the tripes, that's only misogenesis. Or even let's say a behemoth shenosh chonochosh, To whom so is taken? But what is happening if it was clawed by a lion, by wolf? But suppose a behemoth was beaten by a nochosh, a snake, a serpent? It's misogynous. It's not taken. Why? And it's not taken. Because there, it's only a functional defect. So in other words, all the treifes of Allah and Moshe Sinai involve treifes of an organic defect, of a chisom, but it has to be a substantial chisom. Even though it's based upon Allah and Moshe Sinai, but Allah and Moshe Sinai itself is descriptive, is declaratory of this certain substantial organic defect. So that's why the Torah says, even in regard to the other category of traitors, of Allah al-Mishim Sinai, he says, but even if it will be Shtanateva, and even if it will be pure, so it will still be Tarifot, it will still be Tarifot. The answer is, as long as his mama Torah, it was fatal, without therapy, so that makes it into a substantial result. So that's why the Torah says, even in regard to the Torah, Allah Almighty Shem Sinai, the Shem Yichel and the Chizm, they shmei. So that means there are eight word categories of Torah. What are the eight word categories of Torah? Nikubo, Chasubo, Nikubo, Utsubo, Kuro, Nikubo, Shmo. So in other words, so let's say we have a category of Nikubo. So let's say, so that comprises many traitors. So Nikabore is comprised with the category of Nikabore. Radaki is comprised with the category of Nikabore. Nikvahemses, the Sakensis, also comprised with the category of Nikabore. And all the traitors, there are so many traitors in the rates of Shimare or whatever. Whatever trait market in the lay, then this is the thing. So comes within the category of Nikud. If it's Nikud of Mamesh, or it is the kind of a market that is symptomatic, or a market that must have occurred sometimes in the past, as the way Rashi explains here in the lay. Or it's symptomatic of a market that is bound to occur by itself in the lake. So mainly all these treatments are comprised within the category of Nikuma. So that's one more category. And then is Hasero. Hasero. There are certain markets that if just a naked without Rizom is not a treatment, but if there is a Rizom, so then it is a treatment. Nituro, Upsuko, Upsuko, Kuro, Nipuro, Shuro, Bihol Atrebius, Bihol Nilachis. So I mentioned what the Hashulchan explains. How can the Rambam say that only by Sofi Kuruso is Lachmir? So we have the simple speaking the right say is a chumra. Whoever is material chumra or tavolo, it's a machlekes the Rambam and the Rashbam. But it certainly the chol hakoras in the tavolo the chumra. So how does it say other speakers? So the answer is the Rosh of the Rambam is not yet that we show in the same place. So we put on yeish ben sofi shemitah. Mashenkin ben kibbutz. So there is no sofi. That is Buddha. What does it mean? So the Rosh Hashulchan explained it very well, and you will see that the Taz says the same thing. Why did the Rosh Hashulchan say it? It's because it is only Chiddush the Rambam. When the Taz says it, that's strange. But the Taz says the same thing. So how does the Rosh Hashulchan explain the Rambam? Because the Rosh Hashulchan says that actually there is a big Chiddush in the Israel, because of Asur the Israel. Jewish or Greek or Muslim Sahel is referenced to Jerusalem, to a behemoth that was torn substantially by Nahil, by the lion, to such an extent that it's made the laws. It's the Lord. So the question is, so why is it the Lord? Because David, by throwing the behemoth, thereby injected its venom, its poison, into the behemoth, into the organism of the behemoth, into the organism of the behemoth. But not every time a behemoth throws a chayot, but a lion throws a behemoth, does the chayot inject the venom to such an extent that it will definitely be fatal? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. It only depends the extent of the throwing, the extent of the venom that was injected into the organism of the behemoth. So, but ordinarily, you know, we just see that the chayot clawed the behemoth, and then we look and we see connected whole our roof, we see red marks. So that's a gruesome, that's a rather gruesome. But that is the fact that our red marks doesn't mean that it was injected, the venom was injected to such an extent that it's definitely fatal. So in every stop case of gruesome, it's only so gruesome. And still the Torah says, every stop gruesome. And let's say, and if we inspect and we see red marks, then of course it's considered valid also. It's considered valid also. And even without notice of the red marks, it's considered valid also. If you saw the behavior, then the higher clawed the behavior. But it still is something. The answer is, in the plan, it's still something. And the Rambam Shifti is saying the ice material is correct. And here the Torah says, Uposo Masole Chayim is Chayim. So obviously, when the Torah says Uposo Masole Chayim is Chayim, which implies that in the Chayim close in the Himmel. So we saw that the home of the Chayim, the lion, rubbed against the Halal group of the Behemoth. So then it's a trainful. But maybe it was just a superficial blowing, and the venom wasn't even injected. The answer is, but the subject is. So here even we have a special apostle that the insea of praying for is an exception to the general rule of speaking the eyes in the other. Here is a chumra. So because of that, so then the question arises every time it is something. So let's say Machlek is Rav Shmuel, and we pass by Shmuel, that if the lion enter the state, and then no one was inside the state, we don't know what took place. But the people who were standing outside the door of the state heard the blowing by the behemoth, by the oxen, and that the lion was very quiet. So Shmuel says, so Rav says, no, it's not possible. In view of the fact that it's possible, the reason is why the behemoth was going, so was because they were frightened, not because the lion touched them. So, but Shmuel says, no, since there is a possibility that the reason is why the oxen were blowing and screaming, so it's because the lion attacked them and brought them. So maybe it's also and the Paschal like Shmuel, but actually it should be. The Rosh Hashanah means that something to so in this case is also because Chachomim Yechmiru. Why Chachomim Yechmiru? It's Tzvi Yidraisa. True, Tzvi Yidraisa, not only good, but the Rabban is also there. The Rabban would say, without them, it's Tzvi Yidraisa, Chachomim Yechmiru. Why here does it mention the expression Chachomim Yechmiru? The answer is here we really have this mixing. Because first of all, maybe the line didn't be touch names, and the name is for lowing because they were fighting. Assuming that he did touch them, he did call them, maybe it was a superficial blow. So it's a strength making. So it should be Muta. That's the reason as to why Rab says that something is Muta. Something is Muta. And Shmuel, what Shmuel says, that it's Osel, the Paschal Shmuel. So the Rabban says, Yechmiru. Why? So the real they only by Druso. Because every Druso, some Druso, should be Natera Muta. Because Sikhid Raisa Natera is the good. And here the Torah says in so many words, so since the Torah was Machia in regard to something Druso, and said that it's also in the Raisa, we have to be Cheshish, maybe the better was rejected to such an extent. that it will be painful. It is painful. So maybe the Chachamim were also after that even if there is another suffering, maybe it wasn't caught by a lion. It's all just. It's all just. So, we'll catch a meal. The whole subjection is starting to use us. We show you these fine things. You can use subjection at all. Let's say a similar kind of subject where it will be a sphinx making. So it will be neutral. Even in the formation of song, I'll say that you will have it. We ask for your age. You give a shenal of the song. Need the skull, the brain, in which the brain is the positive. Shenal of the song, it became bruised. Became bruised, in other words, so then it's a flavor. Even though the kum shall be ach. Now, the gorillas get the bone of the head, it's not one bone. There are many bones. There are many bones in the cranium. So in other words, the bones really encircle the brain. The brain. The bones. So suppose the bone in the head, the cranium, so is bruised. So it's like, even though there is no chisor, you need cut from Shomayach, the membrane of the brain is pierced. The Hudashem Hashem Yusar, if the spinal cord is severed, so it's in favor. Kimun Yushach in Hudashemayach. So the Hudashem continues, stretches out from the brain. The Elzel Reich, the little Alechim, who did the class of ancient, the Zephyr being the Akone, the Holy Bond being, can really come in more old through the Kuye, the way by attacking the Akino, by Kerstini, by Hitzi, by Hemses of the Akates. In other words, he's just mentioning the order of the Simon. In other words, he'll start with the head, and then he'll discuss all the organs of the head, or the three of the organs, starting from the head. So then, Badaki, Bakimo, Bakirasakini, Bakitsin, the Emerson Sakin says, we could kill them, so we could kill them as the gizzard. So there's the counterpart of the cable in the behemoth. So what in the behemoth is called cable? So the nerve in the name, in the power of the word is called cochlea. Cochlea. Now in the behemoth we have four stomachs. The keres and the bisacensis and the hemsis and the cable. Now in the name, so in most stages, so we have two stomachs. We have the zefek, that's the crop, and we have the kokomer, that's the gizzard. Now, there are certain babies daily that have only one stomach, just the gizzard, the kokomer, no crop, but see, roots, and apples. And apples does not have a crop. And apples does not have a crop. That's the vila yiftoya, that's one yiftoya, that has only one stomach. But all the other babies daily have two stomachs. They have the zefek, the crop, and the kokomer. The kokomer, which is the gizzard. Okay. So the kokomer, the nikabikins, and then I'll discuss the he just gives you his name of the topics in Lucas Trevis, and that he's starting with the discussion of Trevis in Lugilis in the skull. The nikabikins, the whole. So the Gemara says, if a baby swallow houses is a certain kind of herb that is very poisonous, and the moment that the hippo swallows it, so it pierces and perforates the intestines. Some malates, they probably call it so, perforated intestines. The Gemara, so suppose if Abraham or maybe power falls into a fire, and then the matter changes. So it's a very, First you discuss the internal organs, the papers in the internal organs. Then the two discuss the verbal changing, and lying, the forelegs, but slowly the ribs, but I'm lying, the hind legs. But I can't take three pieces of halabu, can do some full or good or if the hind was split off. He shows for some moments that's not real, even though he says, but I can't. So when he says trainers, he doesn't mean just trainers. He means the discussion, what comes to the training, what does not come to the training. That's why he mentions also Hikisho Nochosh. Because the Bada Yerusha itself is only suffering, trainer. Because maybe the growing was just superficial and it didn't inject the venom. Alright? Yeah. And even if it injected the venom, maybe it was injected not in the Kholabu. So really it doesn't become a trainer. It doesn't burn the organ. So what the Hashukah says is actually mentioned by that. Now, then, let's see what the Rosakas says when we learn the law and the book of the Greeks. I mentioned that I think the Pshat and the Rosakas is the same thing that the Tzitzit says. Now, the Rosakas, here we are. Listen more, this is the book of the Greeks. Oh, my word. Shmuel and the Greeks are all mentioned in the same way. They were here. Cheshimono Vatu, we shall know, we come up with Noe, La Fuja La Kusi Yehudi, the Rochish Bakop. Because what does Rochish Bakop say? That if the Kuli of the kidney was bruised, so it's like, so So this bicycle, Shrimad Prabhupada's the Rahuke of Bhagavad, the Pure Sasha application, Rahuke Guru Pomer, the Guru also. So in other words, this member himself, it's not the bicycle, this member by you, of Shrimad Prabhupada's member relation is Sinai. His Sinai is Rahuke of Bhagavad. So that means that according to Mule, a Lakusi the Huni is not the traitor. Now the Rambam Paschal Zuh is the Shuni of Rebes, but it's still the Paschal is Rochi Papot is the Huni, but Lakusi the Huni is the traitor. The Tanab is just the Rambam. The Jinn of Shri Shimon Rakhasei, Shalomam, because of Lakusi, he traitor. So, Tesar, so we should mention nine chemicals. The Hikosh was smart, we took it all. Ich bin weit von die Kosche in die Stadt, die kann man kommen, aber man kann nicht mehr so auf der Koppe, die kann man so mehr auf die Klappe müssen. Aber die Bade ist hier, aber die Leute machen die Polka, weil die so mit der Jude, die Postmatte und die Schmöre, die Mann mit der Streife, die hat Namen schon Schmeize, die haben eine Lackusse, und die Uhr kommen, aber die Leute fremd, die ist von der Mischne, die Leute kommen nicht mit Sinai, die Lackusse, die Rote, die Lackusse, Du warum rohst du nicht, weil du nicht mehr auf mich mit Sinai? Und du kriegst dich, wie du nur vor dir allein. Selbst das Agamben, bis die Eide, wenn du dich mit dem Kostel hessen, mit dem Kriegst, aber auch nicht mit Sinai, was schon vor, schon vor, aber auch nicht mit Sinai. Also die Teile, die sich hier in des Josef, die Lakuse haben, die Frau, die hat sie auch gegeben. So wann die Schach sehen, wie gesagt, jetzt, that there is no Kasche in der Frau. It's true that the Rambam Kasten is more than what we see. At the same time, the Kasten is die Paskens, nur es gibt noch auf Schmöden mit Lepes, wo wir uns nur stehen. Die Schmöden mit Lepes, auch Beis, und kann auch noch nicht in Sina. But a sick, deteriorated kidney is not based on our own Sina. That's not our own. It's based upon the laws. This is what the Kesef means. Now, the Tzim is very sharp in the law. And the Torah says man is the same thing in answering the Rambam, because the Rambam, Ishmael, the Rambam doesn't explain the more about who came to Rosh Hashanah the way Rashi explained. Rashi explained about who came to Rosh Hashanah that who is Chelik and Rosh Hashanah is mean. But the Rambam says no, he's not Chelik. But Ure classifies the Chelikas in great categories. And these eight categories are based on our Rosh Hashanah Sinai. La Fuke. Ochel Bapop is in. That's also in Frankfurt, but that is not in Frankfurt, but Ochel Bapop is in. That is based upon the fact that it's later laws. The fact that it's later laws. Now, if you look at the Mati Emerson, that's the case of Emerson. So he says something similar, but while the Lekun Sakesi is really, he really expresses the longness of the Mitzvah, the same one as the Mitzvah, that there are two types of traitors. One traitor is based upon what condition is in that. And the greater Chayu is not the essential fact. And the other traitor is not based upon the what condition is in that. The other traitor is not based upon the what condition is in that. But it's based upon the laws. That's one of the Mitzvahs. So Ochi Bapop is not based upon the Lachal Mishnah. Now, whenever you see the Rishayim or some of the Poskim, it's not included in Lachal Mishnah. It does not mean that there was no Lachal Mishnah mentioned. Because how do the Chacham know that someone is later almost? No, I mean, after hundreds of years of progress, so there are many markets and the doctors don't know whether there is a cure. So how did the Chazal know? So they knew because they had the Kabbalah. So that Kabbalah is also a Kabbalah Mishnah Sinai. But when we say Aloha Mishnah Sinai, we mean not just that it's Kabbalah Mishnah Sinai. The whole Teosh Balpeh is the Kabbalah Mishnah Sinai. We mean the Aloha of Treife. Because the Aloha Mishnah Sinai declares them as Treife. Majeh, Hochish Bapok is Aloha. Okay, but what is a look at that a deteriorated kidney is painful? So that was also the confirmation Sinai. Otherwise, okay, but what would we know? But that That being that was the Commission Sinai is based upon Allah of the laws. So when we say included in Allah of the Sinai, not in the laws of Sinai, we have reference to the treatments that are exclusively based upon Allah of the Sinai, regardless whether it's state laws or not state laws. And then there are certain treatments that are not based upon Allah of the Sinai. They are based upon the Mitzvahs. But how did Hachom know the Mitzvahs? Because of the Kabbalah Mitzvahs. This is what the Mitzvahs are just saying. Now, you see the Matthias says, and I mentioned this when we were when we started the period of the paper. The Matthias is expressive of the similar oneness, but it's not the same thing that the Mitzvahs are just saying. Because the Mitzvahs says the same identical thing as the Mitzvahs. Now let's see. Tachos Rav, Bisha Kosyos Rav, Vamunu Bimora Mungo Dunu, Diose, Lea Puke, La Puke La Puse de Mora Iba Pot, Hilka Kosh is Shmimu Me Trefes Bisule, Abra Rampa, Dimei, Dimei Rochis La Uke Havu Me Mese Tessin Me Trefes, Vayu Bitu Pei Rav Mishne Besyos, Vimei Shreina, Vimei Shifu Zuh, Gerei Tzimreina, Tami Zuh Zagin, Vimei Nechta Vimei Zagin Me Trefes, ממולח וחות הפרמי ותאוזר וכשפוסו יש לי מגם כן וכן נעמי גם יקרות יבדה ואף אם לא כשו ויכול יצריך אבל ממולח רכים להיות לו התורה כול כן ויהיה תאוזר וכשפוסו אם כך הוא זה או זה שב לו תאום של מי כוסו וכול יהיה היום של מבחושי פקן וטריפס במי שאו וטריפס לאילו אבל טריפס יוכל ארזר וכשפוסו וכחושי אבל באמס יהוא מיידן לו כשו וכול יצריך אם הוא נקלה כול יהיה Okay. Well, I mean, Rabbi, not a Hoshi Kaidam and the Hesper Davis. That's the way. I've looked at the Hutel and Hoshi Bahamut Club, who very slack, who say, could be a treatment in New York at home. That's not the same thing that we see when we do a guest position. It's something else. But it's based upon the same ones. Same ones. I mean, the Mitzvah, but because I just have said that there are two categories of things, two types of things. There is a treipe that is based upon the Halacha of Sinai. It's a treipe because the Halacha of Sinai declares them as treipe. It's true, I mean, that the Halacha of Sinai itself is based upon the Mitzvah. It's not exercise a kosher, in other words, like Torah doing, let's say, is like, it feels like also like Torah Dumin, without any title. It's not like that. It's the Allah which is Sinai declares, let's say, Mikro, Horeh, straightly, why? Because Mikro, Horeh, Ilechek in the Rehe constitutes a very substantial Chisom in the Rehe. It constitutes a substantial genitive. So, why is one market a substantial objective and another market not? Why is it that if, let's say, if one of the horns of the behavior will be removed, or even both horns of the behavior will be removed? So it's not a trait. And Nikabare is a trait. So it's not just, that's a good psychosis, no cashes. Kinochaname, our commission Sinai is a good psychosis. But the Allah of Mishim Sinai is based upon the Mitzvahs, because the Nika Boreye constitutes a very serious organic effect. It is such a serious organic effect that if a person will not attend to this ray that is perforated, he will not apply or administer any therapy. So at least at the time of Matan Torah, it will be fatal. Whether it's still fatal today or not, it's not important. Even at the time of Matan Torah, it was fatal without any therapy, so that constitutes a very serious organic thing. And that the Halacha of Mishneh Sinai declares certain matters as making the behavior different. Whether it is fatal or not fatal is not important. And then there is another category of prayers where it's exclusively based upon the Nechayo, and not the Nechayo Bimtzias, but upon the fact that it couldn't live, it couldn't survive, even with all the therapy that could possibly be administered, this generation or the future generation, so it still couldn't live. So we made this. So the materialists know Sanatolis with this God, that there are two types of craving. The craving that is based upon the Lohan Moshin Sinai, and the craving that is based upon the neutrons. So the melee, the materialist apparently assumes, like the Lohan Moshin Rambam, even though the Rambam himself is so it, the Markash has Arosh, even though the other Moshin Achilik, and that one does not Rambam. In other words, in regard to the Tzumisagidim. So, if, let's say, the Tzumisagidim, the Achilles tendons, are removed, let's say, here, they are cut out, so then maybe they pray for, but suppose that they were the very outset. So, head, it's leg, beneath the knee, amputated, so then it's not a thing. It's not a thing. So even just because Tzumisagidim was cut out and the whole leg was not amputated, and it isn't. If the whole leg beneath the knee was amputated, then it's not amputated. So the question arises, suppose at first the Tzumisagidim was cut out, and then a day later a surgeon comes and he amputates the whole leg beneath the knee. So there are two machines that are bound. What Moshin Rambam is that even in respect to the Tzumisagidim, once it became a trade for a long moment, so it remains a trade for a long way. Even though after the whole leg is amputated, so then it can live in almost a life. So it doesn't matter because it became a trade for it at the very outset, so it may make a mistake. The other Moshin is that the Tzumisagidim, that we got this idea that it is, that it's not, that it's Chizal Kashkuso, that it's Chizal, that it's Chizal Kashkuso, in regard to this idea. So, and the other shame in the Rosh, in the Rajbo, and in the Ram, Achiri can that Rosh in the Rambam, that it can be Chizal Kashkuso. So, even though it's the shame in the Rambam himself, in the other Rosh, reject this story. So still the materialist accepts it. And so how does he explain it? He says like this. Materialist says like this. There are two categories of faith. One is based upon the Lohan Moshin Sinai, like Nidvarei, Nidvavor, Nidvadaki. So there it's not based upon the forms, but upon the Lohan Moshin Sinai. The Lohan Moshin Sinai. So that kind of faith for even if it will be cured, and it will be able to live the moment it was Nidvavor or Nidvarei and becomes late. Then there is another thing that is not based upon our conditions. It's based upon the rules. So in such a case, so in other words, let's say, like we put Tzumisagidim. So Tzumisagidim is not the trade that is included in our conditions now. It's not. As a matter of fact, it's Esikash. That's which it is it for Moshin Rambam, not the sheet of the Moshin Ram in Rajbo, and not the sheet of the other Moshin Rambam. This is the Rambam came of an army that we put in the Badai, that he looks of the Holy Trade. I don't know that I came not to collect the first, the kidney was completely bruised. So we didn't think it. Then the surgeon came, and he got out of the kidney. So it's Chizal Kashkos. It's the Chizal Kashkos. You can be the sales chaplain. Do wish you might look something behind you should be pushing that kind of thing is. So the Chesed is listening is the clarity of the previous Malach Moshe Sinai. So then, even if the whole, even something that one surgery will be performed, whereby the behavior will make you to live a normal span of life, but you'll still be afraid. Let's say like Nicolae and then surgery is performed, or let's say some therapy is administered that enables the behavior to live. So don't still be afraid then, because it is three bits are based upon what relation is not. So whether they can live, they cannot live, it's not important. Mashiach came by works of the Hulia. So that, the Rambam mentioned separately, because that's the training of Nidolomus. So if the whole Hulia is shortly removed, cut out, so then it's not Nidolomus anymore. So then it's shape. Now this is, so it is similar to the oneness of the Nitziv and the Kodesh HaKesef. When the Kodesh HaKesef and the Nitziv say, Mama is the identical thing. Here they operate in the same oneness, but they don't see the same. Now let's see what in the room of all. This is Rabbeinu's prayer. So, Rabbeinu's in case of place, let's see what in the room is. The room also applies a similar spot. But it's not the same thing. Now, at the bottom, the room of all. The whole happened in the it's also, he also operates in the moments that there are two categories of training. In other words, there is one training period that is based upon the fact of the laws. But instead of the Nitziv mentioning the process of the Nitziv, the Nitziv appears from the Rambam, the Nitziv, by the Nitziv, so we use this aloha that if it's made alone with its rainbow, because of the traditional mitzvah, because of a solid paper, it's a chemical, it's a rabbin explains it. Because if the Torah says, like a fashion chemical, that means it's not wrong for anything else, except for Shir Hashlo Chemical, because it was torn up by the beast in such a way, to such an extent, that it's made alone. So the Dogon of Boba says, that's not implicit. But in the Droshe, Chayo Sechelu. So, in Chayo Sechelu. So, that implies that it is certain that in the heads of organic living that is necessarily fatal. When I say necessarily fatal, I mean there is no appeal, even on a theoretical level. So then it's a trade. So, that's one bit of faith, and then there is another faith that is completely grounded in our Chumash Misina. So what's not given? If it is in faith that is grounded in our Chumash Misina, the Cheskeides, the Cheskeides, Dam Chemek Nefesh, these categories of Chemeke. So then, even if it will happen that a certain behavior, let's say a behavior with a perforated lung, and we locked up the behavior, and we do it for more than 12 months, it will still be awesome. It will still be awesome. And why? Because they are praying because our condition is enough. And whether we live or we don't pray, it's not important. It's only important as a sinner to verify something. But if it's a matter of praying, so it's praying anyway, as the Rajwan says, that it's a praying. It's a praying anyway. So, and then, but then there is another thing. So these are the prayers that are allowed in our Holy Sinai. But let's say the prayer of Chochish Bapokle, that's not grounded in our Holy Sinai. That's prayer because it's made of Omos. So made of Omos. But if we see that he does live for 12 months, so whatever the reason is, we don't care what the reason is. Maybe it's the Shtarateva, maybe there was my sincere, maybe this, maybe that, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference, since the whole Shetreifel of Lox of the Kurne is based upon the fact of the promise, if the behavior for some reason, and it doesn't make any difference why to it. Let it be my CDC, let it be Mishtarateva, let it be this, let it be that, it doesn't make any difference. Since that Shetreifel is ground, is it clear that was only Shetreifel, so it's very, very well. So you also operate with the same oneness that there are two, that there are two types of faith. But the Nikuna Sakesev says Mamish the identical thing as the Tzi. I really wanted to cover two lost one, but since many are not here today, so we'll leave that for now. So for tomorrow, we'll cover it's Simen Lamed. And Simen Lamed and Simen Lamed Aleph, Simen Lamed Aleph in the Tulu and Mulha.
July 6th, 1981, Dalet Tammuz, Hashanah Tavshin Men of Tur Simen Lamed, Leon.
Now, let's go over Simen Lamed. The tool, and then the mechada. The himo yichayo shenel bisho. The himo yichayo shenel bisho. Etzem gulgalto pirish and israitzis birube kreivo. Bein birei vekeivo. Hayim nitzosi ulimayro shulimatum enayim. Beigeri Govod, Haimim Mokim Shehizchel Kvor Mishapeya. Mishapeya means where the vault, where the slant begins, that's the vault of the head. Shehizchel Kvor Mishapeya, Kulimayla Mishnai, Abba Pisha Kul Karim Feiko. Now here, it's not so simple, I mean, that's not buying the Gemara. Because one of the fakers is that the Himo Chayo Shenel Biso, Gulgalto Behube. So that's Plato. The Gulgilish and Elviso, the Gulgilish and Elviso Behube, that the Gemara that conveys on the Dalai at the end of the Omen, three lines from the end of the Omen. Omar Rabbi Barashile, Omar Masna, Mashmuel, Nekotzala, Miko, the Gulgilish and Elviso Behube. In other words, the skull that was bruised Behube. So, what does it mean, the skull? That's the brain pan. In other words, even though the membrane is intact, but if there are many bruises without any chisor, so if there are bruises, if bruises overtake the role of the brain bone, so then it's right. In other words, the cranium, the brain pan. If the brain pan, the cranium was nervous or was bruised or shattered. So it's right. Now the Gemara has a bayit that nun beis or mun beis. Have to write it to the first two dots. Because gele shenach biso beruba. Boy le nevi amir. Reiv gevo or reiv kevo. some really sensitized homeland. So we have to pass through the homeland. Very, very capable. So it's there. Now Rashi explains, what does it mean, very capable? Very capable means a name of a mile. Name of a mile. In other words, here. So, the name of a mile. Reva came for good on the Reva. This is how Rashi explains. Because, so in other words, if we say Reva, so it includes only the vault of the head. The vault of the head. Where it stands when it's in the form of an arch. That's why it's called the Reva. And if we say Reva came for, so it means the whole thing. From horn to horn. And from there, the Rabbi Gershon says, the Rei Gevor, the Rei Vakeifor, Rei Gevor, the Krem Shomea, Hadapeh, Rei Vakeifor, Meiz and Meiz. This is how Rashi explains. Now, the two, so, from Rashi it appears that whether it's the Rei Gevor or the Rei Vakeifor, the Rei Vakeifor, so, it all has reference to the upper part of the skull. Now, the cranium consists of three parts. It consists of the upper part that is called the cerebrum, and then the lower part that is called the cerebellum, and then you have the medulla oblongata. The medulla oblongata really is nimshach, stretches out like a hemshach of the spinal cord. Of the spinal cord. So that's why we would be more raise the question, where does the spinal cord begin and where does the membrane of the meach begin? So the Gemara says, kin shnei pulim, that is like two beam-like structures, the capital condyles. So that marks the boundary between the medulla oblongata and the spinal cord, because really it has one hemisphere, little hemisphere. But then we have the bones, so we have in the cerebrum, that's in the upper part of the head, and then we have the cerebellum, that's in the lower part of the head, in the lower part of the head. So it seems to me that according to Rashi, this halacha of Yogila Shemelbi Subirubo, whether we say Reikevo or we say Reikevo, in both, so it has reference to the cerebrum, Minanayim Ulemayim, but if we say Rebbe gave only the vault and of the cerebrum, and if we say Rebbe came for, so Bedlam Rebbe gave the whole area, not just where it is it comes out, it stretches out in the form of an arch. That's how it seems to me. That's Rashi. But the Torah says something else. And Rabbi Gershon probably agrees with Rashi's account. But the Torah says something else. And the Beis Yosef raises the question against the Torah, why he says that. So the Torah says, Bein Berei Pekeifo, Dehaine Miyutzioyes Ulemayro, She Rimato Minnayi, Bein Berei Goyfo, Dehaine Minbokim She Yisrael Po Mishapeya, Ulemayro Minnayi. My mind. So it seems to me, I mean, the Beis Yosef as the Kashi against the two. Why did they explain it that way? So from the two it appears, from Rashi it appears that whether it's the Rei Gevo or the Rei Vakeifo, it's Lemaila Min HaMayim. In other words, it has reference to the cerebrum, the upper portion of the brain. But the question is, just the vault or the whole heaven? What to the cerebrum? It has reference to the cerebrum. From the two it's mashma, that if we say Berei Govon, then the Berei Govon, the Hanei Mokim Shehizkul Kvoli Shapeya, who remind of the Mayim, there's this weapon. But if we say Berei Vakeifo, so the Hanei Mitzioshi or the Mayro Shehizkul Kvoli, so then it has reference to the cerebellum. That's how it's mashma from the two. Alright. So Berei Hekeifo, the Hainan and Tziosi, to the Milo, to the Matamon. Bein Yerid Gobo, the Hainan and Mokim Shehisra for the Shapeya, who the Milo and the Milo, Apo Pisha Kum Kayom, Trey, V'nichniso v'chosa m'menu kisela kosa prashe shim treiko v'chein kosa v'chein kosa l'Rambam shim chaseiro kisela treiko v'nikro v'nikro nikovim sheyesh b'mchisorei im yesh b'kulom kisela treiko u'kize tzorech l'mar maslis niktone v'elu sheyres v'kohoshi nikosa rogiles mayer kisheyri kisela u'bal nikro kosa שהיא קשירו, וכן נראה מדברי אדמי אוביור רוזל, שאין בי המשנה ואילו קשירים, גלגלש, גלגלש, שנכניסו כפשטו ולכת. So the two men she studies. One aloha is a contemporary, but I think because that's the more precious. That in the gulgeles, the cranium, the brain pad, the skull, was bruised, berubay, then straight. But suppose it was not bruised, berubay, but there is a certain of his soul, a portion of the brain bone was removed. A portion of the brain bone was removed. So is it a traitor or is not a traitor? So he says, according to Rashi it's a traitor. According to the Rambam, if such a portion that is the cella, the size of the cella, was removed from the brain bone, so then it's like, and it can be true. Let's say, suppose one small piece was removed here, and another piece was removed here. So they are true. But it's all based upon the aloche, that besides nifles of the rubo, there is another trait in the brain bone. If there is a chison kisal, that's according to Rashi for the grammar. Then he says, according to Balito, it's Shero. And the Rosh Shite is also Shero. So the Yosef is Chelik HaMetor. He says the Rosh does not agree with the Balito. The Rosh agrees with Rashi. Oh, that's something else. But he mentions two days. Now, what is it based upon? It's based upon the Gemara that we learn. That, at the beginning of the phrase. Datman days on the days. So the more right. So the more is got to be so like only those traitors go down to the Mishne, where you can bask here, which is Schmeitze, Bishne, Tani, 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 Shire, Shire, Tani, 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 Shire, Asim, Zakra. So merely it doesn't take to mention. Early time in the Shmuel, the Madi Prestrives, Misureke, Voike, the English Nakhto for Aglero, in Akugo Milo, Trevo, so you must have some reflection in the Rosa, the Mikhil Nikhis Nikhis, Avadam Nikhil Nikhis Lik, man commonly time in the Shmuel, time in the Shmuel for the Highest Yere, and with some reflection in the Rosa, the Makshevi, Voike, the song of the Shedre, the Nan Kamot, the song of the Shedre, the Shamayim and Shevoyes, who be seen in the Huliahas, the Omar Abuda Mashmuel, the Henry Trevo. Also, you know, you tell us that you have to be part of the Lord. After the Lord. So here we take the pshat. The pshat of Rashi is that when Shmuel says the Chiri Treipo, so it has reference to both Machlekes between Bisham and Misira. Because Bisham and Misira are Chiri in regard to Masayel in two cases. One is in the case of Chisore Bishetre. So in other words, according to Bishamai, so when is it considered as a defective spine, so that it will not be mutanadeya only when there is a diminution of two shekras, two vertebrae. But if there is a diminution of the soul just of one vertebrae, of one shek, of one chulye, so then it's still considered as a substantial spine, not a defective spine. So the melee, it is still a mitamim beir, and the seal says that even the chisorin of one vertebra, one chulye, also constitutes changes it into a defective spine. So then, and that's one machlekes. The other machlekes is in regard to gogeles. So kama chisorin be gogeles. Now a substantial skull, human skull, is the tamid beir. But suppose it's a defective human skull, there is a substantial diminution. It's not the tamid beir. So it's only the tamid magon masse. So kamo chisom de gudeles, that will make the skull into an effective skull. So Misham I say Kimei Magdeach will be zero in the condition not in a high nomus. What is Kimei not in a high nomus? That's Kimei Sarah. That's Kimei Sarah. If she not in a high nomus, according to Misilel, is Kimei Sarah. So in other words, so Ligami Tumaseya, if a substantial portion of the human skull was cut out, was removed from the brain bone, so, and that diminution is in the science of a Salah, so then according to Misilel, it's already a defective skull, and it's not the Talibah. So the question is this, when Shmuel says the Chimri Treifo, does Shmuel have reference only to the machlekes between Misham and Misilel in the case of Chisson and Shebet? So in other words, so the same machlekes applies to Treifo, but inversely, in other words, so the Shammai, who are machmiri to Masihel, will be the killing in Treifo. In other words, that if there will not be a chisorin of Kisela, even though there will be a chisorin in killing Magdeach, so according to Shammai, it will not be Treifo. Or the machlekes is only in the case, the same machlekes we pray for, applies only to Chisson Shechet, not to Chisson Migogilis. So there is a machlekes Shechet. Rashi says, the Chayri Treifo applies to the machlekes Misham and Bisilel and Migal to Migogilis as well. Now, let's see the cases. Tesis says, they are back in the base of the case. Vem Rabbi Lama Shmuel Chayri Treifo, Misei Vidai Kavu Yidei Kto Migal Migogilis, Kamu Chisson Migogilis, Misham and Migogilis, and Bisilel and Bishnot Na Chayri Yomus. Al Migogilis, Yom Nisi, Chosh Chisson, Uloch, Chosh Chisson, Rabbi Yudet, Bahadu Mishnayis. Mission must be seen by the Hoshi Babu Schmeiz, Hoshi Munzin Rabir, aber dann must be seen. Wie in Thema in Kina Mai Koyf Namli, wo hier gegen Leles, gibt es dann wieder Akele Koye, wer immer am Mutan, so er kommt zu Rashi in der Vernahme. So when the Gemora says, the Chil in Treifo, it applies to the Leles also. Wer immer am Mutan, the Rabi Udali Koye al Mugeles, die Sauke Daito, und die Chisong, die Gondeles, habe ihm akkum, und geheime Mitrefe, die Kibes akkum, die Chude, aber Odom, die Israel Mazel, בו יחיסון מגולגלס עם מקיבס עקום ויהוד דהום הבאים לפני חושב תריכום לנסס רעדו וכי שטר מגולגלס אגב שטר לא כת גולגלס אם נאמי נצחי בסודום כוי וכי נצחי בנאמה גולגלס משיחת בחום לביקורי חום לא ילך הדבר יבול לבין בחיר alright so in other words so there is a מחלקת מכיר רשי לרמתה according to רשי שמור סנאם לבחין נצחי פה applies not only to Shekre, to Chisson Shekre, but Chisson Gondilis also. So in other words, just as according to Mishamai, so Migami Gondilis, what converts the human skull into a defective human skull, a Chisson into the Magdeach, and according to Misilel, a Chisson of Kisela, so we can be trained also. So according to Misilel, if there is a chisorin in the brain bone of Kisela, so then it's already trained for. And according to Mishamai, Kilmi Magdeach. That's according to Rashi, but according to Rametam, no. The Chayri trained for applies only to the case of Shef, but not to the case of Gondilis. Why not? He says because it has no bearing upon Treifo. Upon Treifo, Chisson and Migogilis. Because this aloha that Shammai and Misil say that when it is it, there is a Chisson Kimakulin Magdeach or Chisson Kimrisela, so then it becomes converted into a defective skull. That's only if the Chisson Kimrin Magdeach or the Chisson Kimrisela is coupled with a perforation in the membrane of the brain. But suppose it's not coupled with a perforation in the membrane of the brain, so then it does not become converted into a defective skull. So the melee has no bearing upon trait of the aim of, because by the, because what if If it is not coupled with the perforation in the membrane of the brain, so then it doesn't become a defective skull anyway. And if it is coupled, so why we don't have to resort to any diminution in the bone of the brain? Because the perforation in the membrane of the brain by itself makes the brain defective. So it only has a bearing upon Tumaseya, because that's how Matam Shike, that other Misal Masa, so you don't have the same clawing in Trevas Odom as you have in Trevas Behemo. So true, in Trevas Behemo, so a mere perforation, a mere naked in the membrane of the brain converts the behemoth into a traitor. But by Odom, since Odom is a Masley, so a mere perforation in the membrane of the brain will not convert the animal skull into a defective skull, but only if it is coupled with a certain diminution in the bone of the skull, whether it's from Nakiah or Kovisela, there's a Machlin of Shamsilah. So mainly, it has no bearing to Trevas Behemo, according to Kamata. But according to Rashi, yes. So these are the two days. So in other words, first the Torah mentions one trait is if it's now the saw it's in Golgalto, the brain bone is bruised the hook. That's a trait according to everyone, that's the more impressions. Then he says according to Rashi, and according to Rambam, there is another trait in the brain bone. Even if it's not bruised the hook, but if there is a diminution, Kisela, it's also a traitor. That's according to Rashi, and but according to Balitur, and he says according to the Rosh, so in other words, there is no such traitor. Why? Because they will agree with the Shita of Rabbi Natan. So the Chayim with the Behemoth, so that applies only to Chisom Shevre, not to Chisom Ingodiles. Now, so the Balitur can agree with the Shita of Rabbi Natan. But the Rashba, that when Dalet Nechum, the Fidusha Rashba, that for Dalet Nechum, he also is Chilik and Rashi, but he mentions another Pshat, not Rabbi Tam Shite, because Rabbi Tam Shite, that Chisone Kisela in the rainbow has no bearing upon a behemoth, because when is it a traitor? Only when it's coupled with a perforation in the membrane, and then by behavior, so a mere perforation in the membrane without any diminution in the brain bone will make it a traitor. So it can only have relevance to Odom, because Odom is a Masa. But Rajbo mentions the same thing that the Rambam says, but with a different slot. Now let's see. The Rajbo in his tradition of Daf Nadal and this and that Mundala and this Gimor. Oh. If you have the Kedusha Rajbo, a fool, that Mundala. Then the Rashba back in Dalit. So he says, the Rabbeinu Aravzal, this family Rabbein, the Dochel of the High Slot, in other words, Rashi's Slot, in other words, that the Chimri trade for, so applies not only to Chisom Shevre, but to Chisom Gogeles as well. The Omar Rabbeinu Likoya Chisom Gogeles, Bisela, Bafil Bitefa, Lifishmaya Ruch. So mele chisorin sela yidmon chisorin tefach in the brain bone will not be fatal. So mele does not necessarily have to be fatal. So mele it's not fatal. The holy tome be still leaving. Ki shiginotem nachai v'yomus hoche koma. Ki dey shiginotem nachai v'yomus v'lebido simoni v'yukach. The Chaseiroi, Chisom Shinachiza Lishonusei, our favor of heaven in the middle of someone in the holy of Sheol. Abel Chisom in the Chulie, Yev Shalazel in some of the Eon, Afil the Pido Simoni, the Yuta Hafunian Trefo, Zui Shir Sabuza. So he said, Bafo Pisho Yi Enoch in his Kabila or Lei, Shir Sabuzin, again Zal Mira Sikha. In other words, so then he's Machia like Rashi and Rambam, which is the Shir Sabin, that when the Gemara says, the Chayim, the Trefo, it applies not only to Chisom Shedra in Trefo, but he saw in the games as well. But then he mentions the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Rabbi, so that he distinguishes, but not on the basis of the longness of Kabbalah. On the basis of other longness, he says that when Bisiro, when Bishama is saying Kimrei Makdeach, Kimrei Makdeach, so it's considered a defective skull, or Bisiro say Kimrei Sela, it's considered an effective skull, it's not the Tamid Eyal. So that has reference only to a human skull. Because when a substantial portion of the brain bone is removed, a substantial portion in the size or the cell, so then the human being could not survive without any therapy. But with therapy, with Peter Simone, he can live a normal span of life. So the melee, so these are bitmaseyal. We are not interested whether it's fatal or not fatal. The halacha is, in order to be bitmaseyal, the skull, the human skull, has to be a substantial human skull. If it is a defective human skull, it's not bitmaseyal. Then it's only bitmaseyal. So etzem kichut, etzem kiseyo, even a tiny little piece of a human bone is Mitamid Magal Masa. But Mitamid Eyal, it has to represent a substantial human skull. And if a piece in the size, a portion in the size of Sela is cut out from the brain bone, then it's not a substantial human skull. It's a defective skull. Why is it a defective human skull? Because the Mitzvah says that if a person will have the size of his cell cut out from his skull, from his brain bone, and he will not be attended to medically, so then he will not be able to survive anymore. He'll die. But suppose he gets medical treatment, so even though the size of his cell was removed from the brain bone, he'll still be able to live. But since without therapy he will not be able to live, so that means that the skull is defective. If it's defective, it's not a real human skull, it is defective. Mashrinking in order to become a traitor, in order to become a traitor, then it must have such a market, such an organic defect, such a resolve that it will not be able to live even with all the therapy. And here, this kind of a market, if the proper therapy is administered, then it can live. So maybe it couldn't become a trait. But it still converts the skull into a defective human skull, so maybe it's not done there. So in other words, so it appears from the Rajpa, from Rabbi, that the Shem trait is based upon the fact that it's later on. So he says, so a defective the Hebrew skull, so is not Megalomus. Not Megalomus. So in other words, so it appears that the Shem Trifa is based upon Megalomus. But the Rajbo himself says in the Tshuva that even if a certain behemoth will live for more than this Kadesh, it's still affecting the Yisrael with the Yisrael of Haifa. So we have to say in the Rajbo the same thing that the Tzif says in the Rambam. And that we said in the Ramban, so we have to say that in the Rashi, at least in Rabbi Yehuda, we have to say the same thing. In other words, because there are two kinds of traitors, there are two categories of traitors. There is a traitor that is blind at Dalachon Mishneh Sinai. So then we don't, it's not important whether it lives or it doesn't live. So true, there is a semen, the traitors in a higher, but that's only a semen. So even if it lives with Arachnes, or it lives because of Mishnah Ateva, or it lives because of certain therapy that is administered, So it doesn't matter if it is, if the faith is grounded in our beliefs, it's a faith. It's a faith. But then there is another category of faiths that is based upon Interlomos. So there it depends whether it can live or not. Suppose it can live with the proper therapy, but it cannot live without therapy. So it's still not a faith on the score of Interlomos. Now, Chisorin Bishetre and Chisorin Bibulgeles are not included in the traders of Allah Rosh Hashanah. But Chisorin Bishetre, even though it's not included in the traders of Allah Rosh Hashanah, on account of the fact that it couldn't survive very long, even with all the therapy, so the Melech is a traitor on the basis of the Columbus. But Chisorin in the skull, in the Bilgeles, so this Chisorin is not included in the list of traitors of Allah Rosh Hashanah. And as far as the Columbus is concerned, in view of the fact that it's only fatal when therapy is not administered, but if therapy is administered, it's not fatal. So really, it's not fatal. So the Kamiyeh said the same thing with Ramadan, but on the basis of different moments. So the sheet of the Balito is either in accordance with Ramadan or in accordance with Kamiyeh. And then he said, "V'chem yirin divadin olviyom azal sheili amishne v'yosheres yugeres shenitnus okipashto v'lechem." Now, the Yosef is massive on the tour, and he says that the Rosh Hashanah is like Rashi and the Rambam, not like the Balei. All right. Uveim shomayim kin abodet chayit ben afu v'nikapetz and the kolchu is straight. So we don't need a chisor in his side. Veim shom yavosho im hikso chubal veisho oi gimkvo v'yesh lochosh v'yokvo yishodim יש לו חושם ומתבקרום מי אחיות בצד הנקד ונעץ הוא ימח לסור יסך פיו בינק כלפי מיילו אם יהיה יציאה מי הדרך הנקד ידוע שנקד because if it comes out so it's a higher but there is a נקד otherwise it wouldn't come forth it wouldn't come out ידוע שנתבקרום תריך נמלה וכשאיך
This Bucky, this were Bucky in? This particular Ramah would say we're not Bucky.
We'll soon see. We didn't go over the Muhammad Ramah. We'll soon see. בהימו או יחיו שנשרי צעיצרי בעצם גולגלו בין רגי בו בין רגי פה תחי פה אחות אישה קום כאן נפריסו נעדת למחלקת ביטוין רשי אין רמתה או דבר איתו נפריסו וחוסם לנו כיסאו התחי פה זה מחד הפסטוס להתחה של רמה וניקבו נמקובים שיש במחיסורי אם בניקולם כיסאלה שהוא שליש תפח אבל פוחס מזה יש לעכשיו במובנה הזה ולחשיר מדיינו מכיו הסכום שומע ובית המים כנעב זה וברב זה אפילו לא ניקה פועצת Abzi is a goose. Barabzi, I think, is what is called a duck. I think so. Afilu nika poetze, elo kosho, itrei. Veita yaposho, shenoshoso hundo, ishenero, bereisho, shenokho, beetze, mebeven, maniach et boi mitzara meke, bereitze, zboi isho, ulmach, shenu isich pio, bideche, shom, im lepi pisameach, uliyotzo mameke, yodu asho nika kosho meach, upsheo, vinyotzo trei, וענן, so here the Ramah says, וענן, אין קין בדיקס הטרנקס, וכך יש להטרן, אם ניקח עצם הגוגל שכל שהוא די, אפילו די ביבר. Now, Simha Medale, but before we go over Simha Medale in the tour and in the Haber, so we have to go over that Gemara again. I mean, we went over the Gemara because there are two Gesoyes in the Gemara. Now, I'm referring to the Gemara in Chulin Dachman Heyam Medale. Nikat Kum Shomei, if the membrane of the brain was perforated, so it's like Rabbi Shmuel Damet Abaye. So there are two machines according to this verse that we have here. One, the first Moshe says that if the outer membrane was perforated, even though the inner membrane was not perforated, it's trifle. The Amrullah, the second Moshe is Adi Inkaptatoy. Now, according to this verse, what does it imply? What does it indicate? What's the connotation? Adi Inkaptatoy. I mean, the Pashtus, and the Rosh says that, the Pashtus, the ordinary connotation of the expression Adi Inkaptatoy is that it's not a trifle, even though the outer membrane, the Kruma Eliyeh, was perforated until the Kruma Tachte, the inner membrane, was also perforated. But how about the case where the inner membrane was perforated and the outer membrane not? So it's not really, but that's how it seems. Because he says, Adi Inkaptatoy, in other words, that the Eneke in the Eloye is not enough. But only if coupled with this is in Ekeputator. So that means, according to the plain and ordinary connotation of the expressions used in our Gemara, so there are two machines. The first portion says that in Ekeputator, the outer membrane by itself, is Makro de Behime. And the second portion says only if it is coupled with the Ekeputator in the inner membrane. So in other words, according to the second lotion, there has to be naked in both members. And according to the first lotion, as long as there is naked in the outer. Alright. This is the Gilsea of Rashi. Now we turn to the Rosh. Paragraph Yudal, in the first column, at the bottom. Paragraph Yudal, in the Rosh. Nikat Kum Shomeach, Rabbi Shmuel Delevi. Here we don't have Levi, oh, and he has Levi, okay, then let's make it a bit. Rabbi Shmuel Delevi Damre, Kromi Roy. So far, the same thing, Kromi Roy. And he says, it doesn't say, but now the text says, Apol Gavu Inkaptatoy. Here it just says, Kromi Yeroy. The Amrulo Kometatoy. Kometatoy. It's not the Ike de Amrulay. Ad Amrulo Adi Inkaptatoy. But Tatoy, there's a big difference. If we are here is, it's Adi Inkaptatoy, so it means the second version says, in order to become a traitor, there must be naked in both members. In the outer and in the inner, Adi Inkaptatoy, inner too. But one is not enough to make it a difference. If we are gerets, Tatoye, so it means Tatoye is enough, not both. And then, Pirsh Rashi, Chomi Roye, Babagavu Inkaptatoy. So, as a matter of fact, in our text, it is spelled out in the Gemara, Babagavu Inkaptatoy. But apparently the Rosh did not help the Pirsh, so that's why you mentioned it in the name of Rashi. But actually, the Gemara itself said it. The Aldamalo Kometatoy Lipirishku. The Yeish Slori, then he mentions the Gilsa that we had. The Yeish Slori, Shekosu Ben Ramalo Adi Inkaptatoy. The Nire Shekacho Yisod Gilsa Slashi. The Kach Yusach Liporesh. The Mimelo Mashma, the Dino Di Inkaptavai. The Rabbi Shim Shim Zal, Kosa Kriyo. The Abbasong, the Gogeles. Shinni Gabrielian Bilya Tachkin Kaif. So Rabbi Shimshin Paskas like the first Lashon. And what does the first Lashon say? According to both Yosefs. So whether we are Gerais, Komi Eloi Yachar Gabrika Kato Eloi, just Gerais, Komi Eloi. So the first Lashon definitely says that the outer membrane is pierced, so it's a trait. So Rabbi Shimshin Paskas like the first Lashon. Like the first Lashon. In general, I mean, the Gemara cases in Arizona that go, so mentions different shittas rishonim. Whenever we have two rishonim in the Gemara, we pass by first lashon, second lashon. How is it? So there are all kinds of shittas. One shitta is that we pass by the first lashon. One shitta is we pass by the second lashon. That the shitta of the altar of the rish. And one shitta is that in the right side we pass. And Rabbanon, we pass through the Kule. So anyway, Rabbi Shimshin apparently he agrees with the Rishayim that whenever there are two Rishayim, we always pass through the Kereswada in the first Lashon, because the fact that the Gemara mentioned that phrase indicates that the Gemara is Machia like that. Otherwise, he didn't mention it first. The Rabbanon says just the reverse, okay. So Rabbi Shimshin is our Cossack wheel, that the song of the Gires, she nika peli with a tachtin feikon, like the first Lashon. The tachtin rach viyosu liyoki, u mashma merishenei, she nika patachtin, biloi elyein kosher, she olo elyein chotoko miskayim, vichin mashma reisi girse, the adunin kaptachtin, the yuzi lipshitin, the way mitrepeg bikiris a tachtin. We have the Kamzal Posakel Shikamele Chumre. Shikamele Chumre, the Rabau Bezal Posak, Nikap Kum Shomeyach Kometatoy Etreite, Bikomi Loyek Sheiro. Alright. We need a Shumi Foresh, the Hanetre Mishne Tweede, okay. The Mishne Kamel Soba, the Akreite Tomu Biloye, the Loy Mitatoy. We reach the Basra Soba, we tell you with a toy of the Lord, the Lord. Because even if we are Gerets, Amrelo, Komi Loi, the Amrelo, Komet a toy. So we can say, there is a Makrokes, and we can say, there is a Makrokes. In other words, we can say, if we are Gerets, Amrelo, Rabbi Shmuel Amrabai, Komi Loi, the Amrelo, Komet a toy. So then we can say to Machlekes, and we can say, Maro Machode, Maro Machode, Loit Vili. But if we are there, is the way it appears in our text, the Amrlo Adin Kapatoye, then obviously there is a Machlekes. If we are there, like the Rosh, Amrlo Komiloye, the Amrlo Kometatoye, then we are not forced to say there is a Machlekes between the two chains. You can just say, the first question says one thing, and the second question says another thing, and both are true, there is no machlokes. But if we are giving the way it appears in our text, the Amrlo Adin Kapatoye, that means the Komi Eloi Inkap, Komi Eloi by itself is not machlokes. But the first question definitely says it is machlokes, so then we have to say it's a machlokes. So he says, according to him, there is a machlokes. There is a machlokes, and the past things, like the second Lashon. Anyway, they are four shittas. One shitta is